Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a defense factory that, in just 3 years, has turned a modest ₹500 million turnover into a 3,000 crore enterprise and begun shipping explosives worth over 300 crore abroad. That is exactly what happened with Yantra India Limited. Why is this in the news? On 2nd February 2026, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh gave the green light for Miniratna Category I status to Yantra India Limited, the ammunition and explosives public sector undertaking that was created when the Ordnance Factory Board was corporatized in October 2021. Since then, Yantra India's revenue has leapt from ₹956 crore in the second half of FY20 to ₹3,108 crore in FY25, while exports have surged from 0 to ₹321.77 crore in the same period. Now let us turn to the historical backdrop. The Ordnance Factory Board, or OFB, was India's oldest industrial enterprise, tracing its roots back to the gun carriage factory at Kosim Bazar in 1775, during the British era. By the time it was broken up in 2021, the OFB comprised 41 factories spread across the country, employing roughly 80,000 workers and generating an annual turnover of between ₹15,000 crore and ₹18,000 crore. Its product range was vast, from ammunition and explosives to tanks, artillery, clothing and optical equipment. Yet despite this scale, the board was riddled with chronic problems. First, cost overruns meant that the prices quoted to the armed forces were higher than comparable imported items. Second, technology lag, many designs still dated back to the 1970s and 1980s because of limited research and development investment. Third, low worker productivity, a parliamentary standing committee found that the OFB's output per worker was far below that of private manufacturers. And fourth, an accountability deficit, as a government department it faced no commercial discipline, forcing the armed forces to purchase its products regardless of cost or quality. So what changed in October 2021? The cabinet approved the conversion of those 41 factories into 7 new defense public sector undertakings, or DPSUs, each organized around a product cluster. The government assured that all 80,000 plus OFB employees would be absorbed into the new entities with equivalent service conditions. Although recognized unions protested, fearing privatization, the merger was carried out through an executive order under the Companies Act, 2013. Among the 7 DPSUs, Yantra India has emerged as a standout performer. The Miniratna Category I grant it received reflects that it has satisfied all the required criteria. It posted net profit for 3 consecutive years, its net worth exceeds ₹300 crore, it does not rely on government guarantees for borrowing, and it receives no budgetary support from the Ministry of Defence. Achieving all this by FY25, when the company is barely 3 years old as a corporate entity, is a significant milestone. Let us look at the numbers that tell this story. In the second half of FY22, Yantra India recorded revenue of ₹956 crore. By FY23, that figure had more than doubled to over ₹1,800 crore, and it climbed to roughly ₹2,500 crore in FY24. In FY25, the company posted ₹3,108 crore in revenue. Export performance tells a similar tale. In FY22, the company had 0 exports, the legacy OFB factories had no export orientation and no marketing capability. By FY25, Yantra India was exporting goods worth ₹321.77 crore, primarily bulk propellants and specialty explosives. This export growth was possible because corporatization created a dedicated sales and marketing function that the old OFB never possessed. Why does the Miniratna Category I status matter? It gives Yantra India's board the authority to approve capital expenditure up to 500 crore rupees without seeking approval from the Ministry of Defence. For a manufacturing firm that must continually upgrade equipment, this autonomy removes months of bureaucratic delay and speeds up decision-making. Now, let us broaden the lens to the whole DPSU ecosystem. All seven new entities remain fully owned by the Government of India. There has been no privatization. The key shift is in governance. Each DPSU now has an independent board of directors that includes both non-executive and government nominee members. They operate against annual revenue targets, use internal pricing mechanisms instead of the old cost-plus model, and can raise commercial debt from external capital markets. In short, the model introduces commercial accountability while retaining public ownership, a true corporatization rather than disinvestment. Turning to defense exports, the government set a target of 35,000 crore rupees by 2025. By FY25, the country had achieved roughly 21,000 crore rupees to 23,000 crore rupees, a dramatic rise from just 686 crore rupees in FY14. Major contributors include Hindustan Aeronautics Limited with its ALH helicopters and Tejas components, Bharat Electronics Limited and Bharat Dynamics Limited with radars, missiles and underwater systems, and private giants such as Tata, L&T and Mahindra Defense Systems. The DPSUs, including Yantra India, are adding to this momentum with ammunition, propellants and armored components. Yantra India's 321.77 crore rupees of exports, though modest in the grand scheme, is a meaningful addition to the DPSU export portfolio. What policy architecture underpins this transformation? First, the Srijan Portal, a government initiative that maintains a negative import list for defense items. Items on this list must be procured domestically, guaranteeing a captive market for Indian manufacturers, whether private or public. Second, the Defense Acquisition Procedure of 2020, which classifies procurements from by Indian IDDM, the highest preference, down to by foreign. Yantra India's products typically fall into the by Indian category, ensuring a steady stream of domestic orders. Finally, the broader Atmanirbhar Bharat in defense agenda aims to cut the current import dependence of about 60% by bolstering indigenous production. The corporatization of the OFB is a cornerstone of that strategy. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Yantra India Limited was established in October 2021 as part of the OFB corporatization. It manufactures bulk propellants, explosives, medium-caliber ammunition and artillery charges, and is headquartered in Yeddumalem, Telangana. As of 2nd February 2026, it enjoys Miniratna Category I status and is classified as a Schedule A Central Public Sector Enterprise. It can sanction capital expenditure up to 500 crore rupees without ministry approval. Its revenue grew from 956 crore rupees in the second half of FY20 to 3108 crore rupees in FY25, while exports rose from nil in FY20 to 321.77 crore rupees in FY25. The seven DPSUs that emerged from the OFB are Armored Vehicles Nigam Limited handling tanks and armored vehicles, Advanced Weapons and Equipment India Limited producing small arms and infantry weapons, Munitions India Limited dealing with artillery ammunition and bombs, Yantra India Limited for propellants and explosives, India Optel Limited for optical instruments and night vision gear, Gliders India Limited manufacturing parachutes and textiles, and Troop Comforts Limited supplying clothing and leather goods. Recall the Miniratna Category I criteria: 3 consecutive years of net profit, net worth above 300 crore rupees, no reliance on government guarantees for borrowing, and no budgetary support from the ministry. For Navratna status, a company would additionally need profit of at least 2,000 crore rupees and turnover of 10,000 crore rupees for 3 years. India's defense export trajectory shows a rise from 686 crore rupees in FY14 to roughly 21,000 crore rupees to 23,000 crore rupees in FY25, still short of the 35,000 crore rupees target but a clear upward trend. The OFB's lineage dates back to the gun carriage factory at Kosimbazar in 1775, making it the oldest industrial enterprise in the country. All OFB workers were absorbed into the new DPSUs with equivalent service conditions, preserving job security while moving to a corporate structure. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember the key dates and figures: OFB corporatization in October 2021 at the 7 DPSUs AVNL, Oil, Mill, YIL, ITIL, GIL, TCL, Yantra India's Miniratna Category I status granted on 2nd February 2026, its CAPEX authority of 500 crore rupees, revenue of 3,108 crore rupees in FY25, exports of 321.77 crore rupees in FY25. Also keep in mind the Miniratna criteria, the Srijan portal's negative import list, and the Defence Acquisition Procedure 2020s by Indian IDDM preference. For mains, you can discuss the shift from a centrally controlled OFB to corporatized DPSUs as a reform in defence manufacturing, evaluate its role in the Atmanirbhar Bharat vision, compare the performance of DPSUs with private sector players, and analyze how the DAP 2020 and Srijan portal are driving indigenization and export growth. In sum, Yantra India's rapid rise illustrates how corporatization, coupled with clear policy incentives and commercial autonomy, can unlock the potential of legacy public sector units. This transformation not only strengthens India's strategic self-reliance but also positions the country as a growing player in the global defense market.